Just tell me a little bit, Rebecca, about how did you get involved in, you know, the hardware and home improvement industry?
Oh, sure. It's kind of a funny story. I didn't really arrive here, not really where I thought I was going to end up. I had sort of just finished my master's degree at Queen's University when my mom and her partner bought the Renfrew store. So it was kind of at the same month, actually, in June of 2016. And so I was still looking for a job, and they said, hey, do you want to come help us run this hardware store? So I said, sure, thinking it was going to be kind of a short-term thing helping them out. And now we just celebrated our five-year anniversary, and things are taking off, so it's been really interesting.
What did you study?
I did a master's of industrial relations, so it's like HR and labor relations.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Perfect. I get to use a bit of it, but yeah, still not quite exactly where I thought I'd end up, but I'm loving it. I always did retail before, and I just love getting to deal with all the customers and everything like that. It's my favorite part of my job.
Oh, awesome. Perfect. So that's what made you stick around then, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the community's been wonderful and so accepting of us, and it's great getting to work with them every day and getting to work with my family. My mom and my brother and my stepsister were all big parts of the business here, so I get to see them every day, which is great as well.
And of course, like, you know, the hardware stores, and they're all very like male dominated, right? So I'm kind of curious, like, have you experienced any, you know, challenges in that field at all?
I wouldn't say challenges. It's definitely been interesting, both, you know, as a woman and as a young woman. You know, sometimes it's interesting, I'll say. But
yeah.
I'm very fortunate with my suppliers, and all the customers here have been great. So the more I get to know everyone, the more they're great. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for women who do want to enter, you know, very male-dominated fields?
Honestly, just still be yourself, I guess, is the best advice I can give. Be confident in yourself, and once you're able to prove your knowledge and everything like that, it's usually, in my experience, most, you know, 98% of people are great to deal with. So I would just say, yeah, be fearless, don't be afraid. And if it's something that you're really passionate about, then that will come off in your interactions with people, and they'll still respect you and respect your opinions and your voice. So don't let yourself be scared.
Nice.
I guess what I would say. Definitely intimidating at first, I'm not going to lie about that. It's not always easy, but it's also very rewarding when you're talking to people and they may not always, you know, be super receptive at first, and then by the end of your interactions with them, then, you know, you've gained a new colleague, a new person that you have a trusted relationship with. That's always very rewarding. So, yeah, I would say it's definitely intimidating at first, but if you're sure in yourself, then that'll come across, and just, yeah, give it time and be positive.
And I'm kind of curious what the pandemic has been like for your business. Of course, like, a lot of people have been taking to, you know, DIY projects across, you know, around their house and stuff. So have you experienced that kind of, have you been slammed during that because of that?
I would say slammed is probably a good word, yes. I mean, we are very fortunate that our industry has been one that has done fairly well throughout the pandemic. Not everyone has been quite so lucky, so we feel, you know, very fortunate that we've been able to help the community. People are excited to be doing stuff around the home now that they're spending more time at home. So, yeah, I would say it's definitely been busy, but that's exciting. We've got still lots of new things going on that we're excited about, so it's been really fun. Lots of challenges as well, but it's been fun.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Rebecca, and thanks for being one of our Women of Influence. I so appreciate you sharing your story and your career trajectory with us.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and thank you so much for thinking of me. Like I say, I'm very honored to be amongst these five ladies this week, and also very proud of all the women that we have here at my store. As you said, it's sometimes a male-dominated field, but it's not just me here. I have a great team of women that I get to work with every single day, and I appreciate the recognition for myself as well as everything we're doing here at our two stores. So thank you guys so much.